Name the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. My beloved, today is a Sunday, and also is the Holy Fathers of the Seventh Ecumenical Council. My beloved, the council was called by the Empress to stop the iconoclast heresy. The heresy was brought out by an emperor that started to kick and to take away the icons from churches and from homes, and then started to actually torture and put people in jail and kill them, those who wanted to venerate the icons, through the icons venerating the Lord Jesus Christ and the Mother of God and holy saints and angels. My beloved, it was a terrible iconoclast and a heresy that lasted for many years, and many, many martyrs have been made through the suffering for the veneration of the icons. We don't venerate the icons as idols, as we were at that time accused, that we were treating the icons as idols. We are looking at the icon of the Lord who had made it himself at that time for Prince Zakharin, and he had touched after the artist tried to paint his image and he couldn't do it. The Lord asked for a basin of water and washed his feet and then took the canvas and put it against his face, and the image came upon that canvas and cured the prince from leprosy later on. But they finished a little bit of leftovers, so that later on the saint apostle baptized him. He was cured totally. My beloved, the Lord was the first one who gave us the first icon, not made by hands. And of course, as you know, Saint Luke, the apostle and gospel writer, has painted icons of Mother of God and of Saint Paul and Saint Peter and Saint Paul, and he brought the icons to the Mother of God, and she blessed it, and said that her grace is going to be given through those icons. It's many, many miracles were happening. Of course, those who were the heretics of the iconoclast, they have also started to go after relics, and they started to throw relics out and into the sea and other places. And of course, with the icons, they have used the icons to even to kill and then to torture people. They made them hit them over the head with the icons to kill them. And my beloved, it was a terrible atrocity which has happened, as you know, in the time of the atheistic government. They also started to throw out icons and would not allow people to hold icons. And of course, the Seventh Ecumenical Council had anathematized all those who were fighting against the true Orthodox and brought out of the jails and out of different places that were in exile, all those people that venerated the Lord through the icons, and brought them back to their places. My beloved, and the icons were those that still survived, because so many of them were burned and so many were thrown in the different terrible places, but still some survived, and they were brought back into the church. And as you can see, our church is made beautiful with the icons, and whenever we look at the image that represents the Lord, we are looking really through the icon at the Lord Himself and through the Mother of God's icon. We're looking at her and we're praying to her, not to the icon. We pray to the Mother of God and to the Lord Himself that's depicted on the icon and the angels and the saints. My beloved, we have to recognize that, and we have to venerate. When we venerate, we kiss the icon. We have, in our heart, we have to believe that we're kissing actually the Lord Himself and the Mother of God, because He allowed us that. My beloved, let's try to be humble and accept the teachings of the church and live according to the gospel. And of course, you know, the Lord told us that the main law is to love your God with all your heart and mind and might and soul, and to love thy neighbor as thyself. And this is what we have to learn to do. And to love somebody means that we cannot judge them. And if you see your neighbor committing a sin, you pray your heart out as if you committed a sin and asking the Lord, please forgive him. He doesn't know or she doesn't know what he is doing. Teach them the right way, bring them about, my beloved. This is what love does. Love never judges, never gets angry, and never has hatred and enemies and all those things. Let's try to work harder to live according to the gospel. Our Lord is our God of love, and He has not only created everything that we see, but He sustains our life. Without Him there is no life, because He is the only one that has a life, and we don't have a life without the Lord. So may we have the gratitude and the love for the Lord that we'll be able to truly venerate Him and love Him with all our heart and mind and soul, and the proof of our love that we will have love for each other. Amen. God bless you.